Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with Margaret McLean, the author of Under Fire. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Margaret, you've written a thriller. It is set in a Boston courthouse, and I would imagine this is an environment you know a lot about, yes?
Absolutely.
Tell me about your background a little bit.
Well, I'm a former prosecutor. I worked up in Lawrence, which is a very busy area for crime, and I worked on many arson cases. So that's where this book was born, I guess you'd say.
It's about a complex trial. It's about the problems and prejudices that exist in our legal system. I'm wondering how much of the plot comes from your experiences.
Well, in the courtroom setting, I met all sorts of people, from court officers, police officers, to arson investigators, and once in a while, jurors, if the judge would let us talk to them. So I really had an array of cases, and I was able to talk to all sorts of people about different... I saw prejudices in the courtroom, and I gathered everything up, and the book was born. And yes, it came from that all that experience.
Can you tell me a little bit about the plot? Without giving too much away, of course.
Sure. A Senegalese Muslim woman is arrested for shooting and killing a Boston fireman. And she stands trial for these offenses. It's first-degree murder and arson. So we have all the firemen in Boston. All the evidence points to her, first of all. A firefighter who has a young family is shot and killed in the line of duty. So the courtroom is filled every day. There's a big funeral procession of Boston firemen. Everybody's upset and pointing the finger at this Muslim woman. So I put different sections in different people's points of view. So you hear what the jurors are thinking, what the prosecutor's thinking, and the defense attorneys. So you really, at one point, you think, gee, maybe she really did it. Maybe she was forced to do it. Her home was being foreclosed on. She was in a corner. She was a single woman trying to raise a son in Boston. On the flip side, you see all sorts of prejudices come up from the jurors as they're watching this case. One juror will, she's from Africa, but one juror will call her an Arab, you know, and she wears the headdress, and you could, so these people's prejudices come out. So therefore, can someone like this Muslim immigrant Muslim woman receive a fair trial in Boston?
It sounds like you've worked some of the current events surrounding us today into the book. You use the word Muslim, and that right there might make people raise their eyebrows. Yes,
right.
And then you use the word arson. Tell me about the arson investigation in the book and how it did come from your experiences.
Okay. Well, I worked on arson cases up in Lawrence as a prosecutor. And when I decided to write about an arson, I went back and I reconnected with all my old arson investigator friends who have risen up since then. And they were wonderful at the Fire Academy in Massachusetts. They did a live burn, a mock trial, and a fire investigation based on the facts of the book, and I was able to suit up and be second on the line to fight the fire. So I have pictures of that and everything. So it's actually able to go in, and it's an arson involving gas-filled balloons that they're hung from the ceiling. So this thing was blazing when I actually went in. So it was a wonderful experience for a writer.
And again, you're from the Boston area, and you were a prosecutor in the Boston court system, and you've been acclaimed by the Boston Globe as one of the next faces of Boston crime fiction. Just how Boston-centric is the book?
Oh, very much so. My lead characters grew up in Boston, in Charlestown. I have a crusty old defense attorney that's just, you can picture him with the Boston accent, and pulling all his tricks in the courtroom. And many see, so the courtroom scenes are in Boston, and also we get outside of the courthouse quite a bit. So all those scenes are around Boston and some of the close towns like South Shore, Scituate. But it's very, very much about Boston. For anybody who's been to Boston will recognize some of the landmarks.
Should we expect something else like this coming around the bend?
Yes, I have 30 pages to go on Under Oath, which is a legal thriller also based in Boston on Charlestown and its infamous code of silence. And I've also written a play, which is with the Actors Studio in New York, based on the same book. So all of that is going to hit at once.
Wow.
I'm excited.
Margaret McLean, the book is called Under Fire, and a lot of success with it.
Thank you so much.